Hey everybody, it's Russ. It's Russ Walsh's Popular Radio Program. I know, guys, I've hampered you with a lot with the whole short-haired hotties thing, and you know, and the it's been. I know. Look, I try to keep these podcasts light, fluffy, a little charm here and there, some good times and some parties, you know. I try to keep it all good, but you know. Sometimes tragedy hits, and you have to just stare at yourself for a minute and think about it, because really, sometimes it just hurts. Guys, Mega Man died. Mega Man died. I got the email from his sister, Roll. I mean, I'll give some context. Me and Alec-Man were roommates back in college, and I met Mega Man at a party, and like we, you know, you hear all these horrible stories about the famous people who are douchebags at a party, but he was nice. He was nice, and he was a genuinely nice fella. He could play the guitar really well. He was a writer. I once saw him at his house, and I helped him on his screenplay. And it was, he's just a nice guy, you know? I think he got free press tickets to the wrestler when that was getting the big Oscar buzz. And he invited me on there to go watch it. Those were good times, but, you know, he's gone now. It's hard. It's genuinely hard, you know? You lose people, you know? I'm sorry. I'm babbling. You know, they told me, I read the email, nothing was left of him but 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, maybe 12 blue dots hanging in the horizon. I mean, I always knew he was going to burn up in a blaze of glory, but I literally did not know he was going to explode into a series of orbs. Pro Man's going to be crushed. You know he's trying to get his music career off the ground, writing, you know, musical tunes and jingles and whistles and all that. And it's hard, you know, and he's taking that vacation in Australia. It's hard. It's hard. You know what's the worst part about it? He got laid off. Mega Man got laid off the same day. He was driving angry on his robot dog bike. You know, you gotta save the economy by riding your robot car bike. You know, a lot of save fuel efficiency. And he was angry because goddamn Capcom canceled his new game. Whatever it's called, Mega Man Legends, I don't remember. And he gets fired, and he's driving home angry, and he gets headfirst into a disappearing platform. You think those just, like, not go anywhere? They turn invisible or something? No. No. And if he had just 2 minutes to brake ahead of time, he could have stopped, but he was driving so fast and so angry. You know how he doesn't wear his helmet in the Legend games? A doctor told me, my friend Dr. Light, you know he has a medical degree too. I mean, he just doesn't work on robots. But he told me that if he was wearing his helmet at the time, he would have lived. He would have lived. That's the sad part about, you know, this kind of stuff these days, you know? The irony. The worst part about it's so ironic. So I'm probably going to go, I don't know if I'm going to go to the funeral. I don't know enough people there. It's always the worst, you know? You know? I mean, like, there's going to be a lot of PETA protesters, robo-PETA protesters, and that's just going to be awkward. Because, like, when you have a figure like that getting hassled by a group like that, and he's gone, you know, it's going to be a hell, man. Robo-PETA? Robo-PETA's the worst. Look, I have nothing against the saving of robot animals, but when you're slandering people's images just to support some cause violently, I don't like it. Okay? Yeah, you know, just think about Mega Man tonight, you know? Just think. Like, just think about it. Man. Now I'm bummed. I can't even do my Garfield bit right now. I had a whole joke about Garfield today. And you know how I feel? Miserable. This has been Russ Walsh's Popular Radio Program. Thanks. Bye.